Now, if you are a guest, let me just tell you, over the past 4 weeks already, we've been looking at the letter that Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, recorded in the New Testament part of our Bible. We've called it Up and Alive, Up and Alive in God. And today's theme is Rise Up. It's the final one in this little series. God calls us to rise up and set out in living this life that God has made us for. We said on the very first week that some people say that Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 1, sums up the whole of the letter. You can argue about that, but it's really powerful. Paul is really in prison and in chains, and he's writing encouragement to them, and he says this: as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Wow. He's urging them to be up and alive to God, living a life that's worthy of God's calling on their lives. Because Jesus has done amazing things for each of us. And everyone gathered here, he has done this. He gave up his own life. He carried our wrongdoing when he died on a cross, and then God raised him to life again, so that we too can discover this whole new life as we turn from all that's wrong and turn back to God. We find that. And Paul's saying, hey, it's really important you get hold of this, but you rise up, now live it. You know, you are God's masterpiece. We wake up to that news, but let's live this. The image here is, in this verse, is walking. That word to live, some of the translations say, walk in a way that's worthy of the calling. Because that's literally what the word that Paul, that he's thinking, that we walk worthily. We walk in a way that's worthy. In other words, it's the stuff that you do that show you're a follower of Jesus, that you say and that you think, that means you live in a life that's worthy. And Paul says much the same in the next chapter too, not chapter 2, but in the next chapter as well, Ephesians 5, verse 8 and 10. He says this: for you were once darkness, that's what it was in the past, but now you're light in the Lord. Live as children of light and find out what pleases the Lord. This is going to help us as we think about rising up. And Lorraine's going to help us just think about the first part of that now.
Yeah, I love that bit. Verse 8, where it says, for you were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Live as children of light. We're up and alive to God. So we're up and alive. Can I just ask you if you're able to stand up? Is that all right? That'd be great. Yeah, we still got that in us this morning. Brilliant. Okay. So we rise up. And we're ready to live the life that God calls us to. Now, hopefully, if you are a young person or a child, I hope I haven't offended anyone just by saying that, when you came in this morning, you were given a little candle. Yeah, have you got one? Just hold it up. If you got one, give me a little wave. Yes, fantastic. Okay, now this is the moment. Okay, if you've got one of those, you've probably already done it, but you want to just switch it on so that your candle is lit. Excellent. Fantastic. It's really good. And then maybe, you know, just hold it in your hands. You see, we rise up and we live as children of light. We walk in a way. We live in a way that shows we belong to Jesus. If you've got one of these, can you hold it up really high? Can we just have a little look around, see if we can see it? Yeah, you see, they're coming up out of the darkness there in the middle. Fantastic. All right. We are like one of these little lights. We shine for Jesus in the world. And in a moment, we're going to sing together, and it might be a familiar song, but listen to these words of the second verse. It says, hear the call of the kingdom to be children of light. With the mercy of heaven, the humility of Christ, walking justly before him, loving all that is right, that the life of Christ may shine through us.
What was that verse? Again, those two verses. Bring salvation in Jesus' name. That's if we can live as children of light. And then the verse 10 bit was, we're going to think about that now, and find out what pleases the Lord. All right, have you got a thumb on the end of your hand? Enough people. Yeah, I've got a few thumbs. I even had a thumbs up there. Do you know what? Finding out what pleases the Lord, pleasing God is like getting a big thumbs up from heaven. Yeah, just, oh, you are giving me a thumbs up. That's good. For like the things that we are thinking, a thumbs up, or maybe it's something that we're doing or saying. For example, if we truly love others, in other words, we have their best interests in our hearts and what's best for them, and we act and think and say on that, then that's a big thumbs up from heaven, all right? It's a big thumbs up from heaven because that pleases God. Now, just want to say, pleasing God's not the same as performing for God, you know, trying to make him so impressed with how amazing we are that he says, oh, you're in my family. No, because we said this a few weeks ago, we get to do good things because of what God has already done. Because he's already pleased with us. That's called grace, and he freely gives that, his pleasure and freedom. So because he's poured that out on us, gives us a whole new life. It's because he's given us a whole new life. We feel loved, we feel clean, and we want to live like Jesus. Live in ways that make God really happy. We want to bring pleasure to God in what we do. We want to know there's a giant thumbs up from heaven. We're going to just think about this for a little bit more. You know, when we think about all that God has done in us, it does make us want to treat others with kindness. Because of what God's done, we want to treat others with kindness. And God says, thumbs up. We want to care for the world that God has created because he entrusted it to us. We want to choose our words carefully so they build people up, not tear people down. We want to please God.
Yeah, so what does it look like to please God? You know, we were talking about this, and it reminded me of the children in my class last year, okay? Oh, they were a great bunch. They really were. And after morning break, the children go back into the classroom, and sometimes they would get there before me. Being deputy head, sometimes I end up just being caught with one thing on another, and they get in there before I get in there. And but these wonderful year six children, do you know what often they would do? Before I was in, they'd get in, they'd look and see what was next on the timetable, then they'd get those books out, they'd start giving them out, and they'd all sit down, and I'd walk in, and there they are, just books ready, they're sitting there, smiles on their faces. Do you know, they knew it pleased me. It put a smile on my face, made me so proud of them. And honestly, it was just wonderful. And they, in turn, well, it put a smile on their face. And it made them happy. Knowing that they pleased me, well, it was just a wonderful thing all round. You see, when we look to please God, it makes him happy. He gives us that giant thumbs up, and that makes us happy too. Those children, they were really quick to serve. They saw a need, and they got up, and they did it. And that's, do you know, it's one thing I love about Christchurch. You look around, and there are so many people that see a need, and they just get up, and they serve. And over the last few weeks, we've been watching a video of different people that serve here at Christchurch. And we're going to watch another one now. And people who get involved saying yes to God. Why? Well, it pleases him. So let's watch this video.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I currently serve on the Pear Tree Sunday morning youth team, and I also help out once a month or so on Friday evenings at the Mix, which also meets at Pear Tree. I was actually inspired to serve in youth work by my youth leaders when I was a young person in Christchurch's youth work. So I've actually been serving for over 30 years. And I've never forgotten what it felt like as a young person to have an adult interested in me and encouraging me on my faith journey. And I knew that I wanted to be doing that too. So I became a junior leader, and apart from a few pauses over the years, I haven't really stopped. I've loved all the different experiences and the challenges that being involved in the youth work can bring. And when I was younger, it definitely helped to develop my confidence. But for me, the best thing is building a relationship with a young person. And that's what's been so good being involved in so many years. I've seen many young people come through either our youth work or the outreach groups that we do. And it's just been wonderful. So if you're looking for a new challenge, I'd encourage you to get involved in our youth work. Step out of your comfort zone, maybe. It's fun and rewarding, and you will not regret it.
That's great. That's brilliant. You know, like so many others, in saying yes to the call, Catherine, serving here at Christchurch, it's pleasing to God in the process, isn't it? It's great. So we look to please God each day, you know, not just here in church, but in all areas of our lives. And it's good to reflect on how we do that. So Andrew's going to come and help us think about this a little bit more.
Thank you.
I nearly forgot I was coming up. I just get so interested in what you're saying. Right, you've been wondering what this is here for, haven't you? So how do you know what pleases God? So, like, just say it's a really, really hot day, okay? And you pour a drink, and then you give it to someone on a hot day. Is there anybody feeling really thirsty? You need a drink of water? Oh, there's somebody here. Okay, there you go. Now, does that get it? Is that a thumbs up from God or not? Is there somebody else who's thirsty? I can keep going. You know, so, yes. Second row back, absolutely. There you go. I've got one more if we've got emergencies, but let's just try that. So, now, okay, is it a big thumbs up from God or a thumbs down? Okay, what do you think? Everybody, just show me. Thumbs up. It's thumbs up. Now, how do we know it's a thumbs up? Hey, there you go. That's good. Well, actually, Jesus once said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, "And if you give a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded." Interesting, we don't often think about this verse, do we? But a cup of cold water, Jesus is saying, it doesn't have to be a big act. Even small acts that meet somebody's need, like a cool drink on a hot day in a hot land, you know, that shows basic human dignity and care for someone. It's a thumbs up from God. God notices and is pleased if we do that. Okay, we've got some greetings cards here. Here's another one. If you were to send a greetings card to somebody and you'd written them a message of encouragement in God, is that a big thumbs up from or a thumbs down from God, do you think? Wow, I've got a lot, predominantly majority of thumbs up. That's good. But why? If it's a thumbs up, why would we say it's a thumbs up? Well, there's lots of different things you might think that you find in the Bible. In this letter that Paul writes to the Ephesians, he tells those who are following Christ, following Jesus, to be careful about their words. So he says this in chapter 4, verse 29. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen." And that principle goes to what you write as well, doesn't it? So a card that says something that builds people up, that benefits them, that puts strength and courage in them to encourage them, that gets a thumbs up from God, because we can see this. And actually, that's a pattern, isn't it? If we read the Bible, the more we read the Bible, the better we get to know God. We get to know God better and better, but also as we read it and get to know God better, we know what pleases God, what he gives a big divine thumbs up to. Now, we were just thinking, well, how can we work out how we're doing on this? And this is something for all of you. Maybe we're going to call it a nighttime check, but if you're one of those people who just falls asleep right away, but you're an early bird, you can do it in the morning as you can do it in the morning as well. But a little nighttime check, say before you're going to say a little final prayer to God, either with somebody else or by yourself at the end of the day. And this check is based on a verse that, in all honesty, we've missed out so far. All right, so this is where I'm coming clean. Because in between verse 8, live as children of light, and verse 10, and find out what pleases the Lord. Live as children of light, the little light. Find out what pleases the Lord, the thumbs up. It says in verse 9, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So we know that those things please God. That's what comes out if we're living the light of Jesus. So what you can do with your nighttime check, you might need to use your hands for this, all right? But as you think back through your day, you can think, what was good, all right? What was true, and what was in line with what pleases God? You know, was there something good that God would give a thumbs up for, that you, maybe something that you did? Is there some truth you said, something true that you said or lived by that would please God? Can you then think of something else that's right in line with what pleases God? That's what righteousness is like, God's standard and us being in line with God. Can you think of something like that? So that's your nighttime check. This is your challenge. Okay, have you got this? Can you try it? Is something good, something true, and is it in line with God? Are you ready? Can you just join me with that? Because then you can try this tonight and tomorrow morning. You can think ahead. Is there something good? Are you ready? Something good that I've said or done. Something true. And something right in line with what pleases God. That's great. Because actually what we want to do, God is worthy of everything. You know, what's that perfume advert? Because you're worth it. And our lives are a bit like that perfume, aren't they? That's like, this, God, because you're worth it, we want to live a life that pleases you and brings your light. So will you build my life on this foundation that's Jesus? And we're going to use a song and some words that just help us to sing, God, you're worthy. And it asks us to have the same love that Christ had for others. So over the summer then, we've been looking at Up and Alive, the letter to Ephesians, alive to God for all he's done in us. We have seen what it is to look up, to see the many ways that God has blessed us and given us life through his son Jesus. We've woken up to this realization that God has, that each one of us is like a work of art in God's hands, God's masterpiece, because he's got unique and special things for each of us to do. We've chosen to dress up, putting off the old ways and habits, and to put on the new ways and choices of this whole new life in Jesus. And we've discovered that we get to stand up through the strength that God gives us inside, in your innermost being. May God strengthen you in Christ. Paul prayed then, and God wants that for each of us. So now as we get ready to go from this service, are you ready to rise up? Rise up and set out on all this journey of walking with God and looking to make him smile, bring pleasure to God.